Hello.
Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get to know your opinions. So, do you or just a member of your household work for any news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Or do they work on, or
Nope.
like, on one turn any political campaigns?
Nope.
No? All right, thank you. All right, so thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you're going to vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? Would you say you're definitely going to vote, you're very likely to vote, you're somewhat likely
100%.
to vote? All right.
100%.
So with which political party are you registered?
Republican.
Republican. All right, thank you. So are you or is any member of your immediate family from like a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background?
Nope.
Nope.
We're
All
just
right.
white gringos.
All right. So would you say your main racial background is white?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. So would you mind sharing your age?
50.
50. All right. All right. So if the elections for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how likely you're to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? Would you say you're going to definitely or probably vote for the Democratic candidate? Definitely or probably? Or
100% Republican.
definitely vote for the Republican candidate? All right, thank you.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to give you a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. And if you could please indicate if you either have a very favorable opinion about them, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable. And if you have no opinion about them or have never heard of them, you can also mention that. So the first person is Kamala Harris.
Okay, you didn't describe what options I had for her. So, is there anything below unfavorable?
Horrible.
The only options we have that are would be like fun.
Horrible.
All
Horrible.
right.
Ungodly horrible.
So would you say very unfavorable then?
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. All right. What about Carolina Amnesty?
Who?
Carolina Amnesty?
Somewhat favorable.
Erin Huntley?
I don't know Erin Hartley.
Erin Huntley?
No, unfamiliar.
All right, no worries. Thank you. What about Leonard Spencer?
Unfamiliar.
Unfamiliar, all right. And what about Scott Boyd?
Scott Boyd.
No.
Was that Boyd Development car? Yeah, unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable. All right, thank you. Somewhat unfavorable. All right. So if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, for who would you vote for?
President Donald J. Trump.
All right, thank you. And would that be definitely or probably?
1,000%.
All right. So if the elections for Florida State House were held today between Carolina Amnesty and Leonard Spencer, for who would you vote for?
Carolina Amnesty.
All right. And would that be definitely or probably?
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely. All right. So as you may know, Republican State Representative Carolina Amnesty was arrested on Thursday on four felony charges of forgery, illegally notarizing her own signature, and falsely certifying a signature as a notary. If found guilty, Carolina Amnesty could face up to 20 years in prison and thousands of dollars in fines. Representative Carolina Amnesty has denied any wrongdoing, says that these false charges were created by her political opponents, and expects to be found completely innocent. So if the elections for Florida State House were held today, would you be voting for Carolina Amnesty, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
I would still vote for Carolina Amnesty. She hasn't been
Carolina.
found guilty. Yeah.
All right. And
Yeah,
would that
she
be
hasn't been found
definitely?
guilty or anything.
All right. Thank you. And would that be definitely or probably?
Oh, definitely.
Definitely. All right. So due to the representative, due to the state representative Carolina Amnesty's arrest, there has been some discussion that she will resign from office and not run for re-election. So if that were to occur, another Republican candidate would run for the seat. So if the election for Florida State House were held today, and the candidates were Aaron Huntley, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, for who would you vote for?
Myself. I would vote for myself. I would write myself in as a candidate, and I'd get all my friends to vote for me.
All right. So would you say that you wouldn't lean towards voting for any of them then?
No, I would vote for the Republican candidate.
For Aaron Huntley?
Yeah.
Well, would that be definitely or probably?
Oh, 100%.
All right. In his election for Florida State House for Health Day, and the candidates were Scott Boyd, the Republican candidate, and Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, for who would you vote for?
I'd probably vote for Scott Boyd because he's a Republican and he has conservative values, so.
All right. Understandable. Thank you. So back in the 2020 elections for president, for who did you vote for?
President Trump.
Trump, all right. When you vote for candidates for political office, would you say you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote equally, usually vote Republican, or always vote Republican?
100% Republican.
All right. In terms of, like, political beliefs, would you say you're liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
Very or somewhat?
Very conservative.
All right. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
College.
Would that be like a bachelor's or an associate's or a postgraduate degree?
Associate's.
All right. All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. So thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it.
Well, thank you. And go Donald Trump. Go Donald Trump. All right.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you.